Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, finally today, let's get some food. And Catherine Fulvio of Ballynockin House and Cookery School joins me now. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Brendan. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. So you have some one-pot wonders for us today, which I suppose this is a perfect way to cook going into the autumn now, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, one-pots just tick all the boxes. The cleanup is minimal. And I mean, that's always a bonus, Brendan. But I think at this time of the year, it's so nice just to have a dish that's oven to table. And everything is in the one dish. Your protein, your rice or whatever you want to cook within the one pot, or potatoes, so your carbs are there and your veggies are there as well.
Okay. Veggies can turn to mush in these situations, am I right?
They can indeed. The trick in making a good one pot is to put in the longer cooking veg first. So start with building up your layers of flavour. So these are my top tips. Make sure you cook your onions properly and get a lovely flavour, get a sweetness to go into that one pot. But also don't forget to brown the meat. Then you've got flavour. Now think harder veggies, like your real Irish root vegetables, your parsnips, your carrots, your swedes or turnips, you know, that kind of slower cooking veg. They hold their shape and they absorb the flavour beautiful, so they become slightly mashable when you're ready to serve. But you can, of course, put in other veggies, just put them in a bit later, Brendan. So I'm thinking peppers are always great, but I either put them in large chunks early, or if they're going in smaller, I put them in about halfway through. And spinach and the likes of mange too, they go in right at the end.
Right,
just stir them in. They'll cook really quickly.
Okay.
Yes.
Do we need to make our own stock? I know, like, you have time for that kind of thing, but will the stock cube do for the rest of us?
Ah, of course. You know, Brendan, there's so many different types of stock cubes available today. And you can actually buy bone broth as well in the shop. But you can buy, like, really good, healthy stock cubes. But if you have time to make your own, a rich beef stock is always gorgeous. Or even keep your vegetable peelings. Put them in a bag in the freezer. And when you have enough of them, then put them on in the slow cooker and make your own broth.
Really?
And it'll be gorgeous in a super stew. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, recipes-wise, you have a sausage and butter bean one pot, which I think we all love. Kind of, it's kind of a posh beans on toast kind of affair with some sausage in there.
That's true. Actually, I didn't think of it that way. This, I thought, was a quicker one pot because, you know, some of the one pots, they can take 2.5 hours, 3 hours. And some people have slow cookers, which is brilliant. Put them on in the morning, come home, your dinner's done. But sometimes we're just looking for that one pot that really cooks fast. And this one is very simple. You really just get your crock pot or your Le Creuset on, and in goes your sausages. You brown them. You can lift the sausages out at that stage, put your onion in, cook it until it's nice. And I'm putting in harissa paste. That's a Tunisian flavour. Little bit of chilli in there, citrus, extra virgin olive oil, cumin, caraway seeds, coriander. So you've already got like instant flavour. And it's all about building the flavour, Brendan. And then you add in peppers, carrots, garlic cloves, bit of tomato puree. You can never go wrong with tomato puree in a one pot. It's lovely for flavour. And then I put in butter beans. Now, in the recipe that I've given you, the butter beans get soaked overnight. But I'm going to be the first to put my hands up and say, sometimes I soak them overnight and other times I just buy the can of butter beans and drain them, Brendan. And it works out just as well.
Yeah,
and you
absolutely.
Pop that in to your oven, 180 degrees, and in about 30 minutes, dinner is done, Brendan.
Okay. Barley, chicken, olive, casserole, one pot.
Again, I thought this was really nice because the carbs are in the pot as well. Your barley cooks out beautifully and it's so Irish. I've gone with chicken pies in this dish because the chicken cooks much better on a slow cooker when it's a harder meat or a tougher meat.
Yeah.
So go for the thighs and the drumsticks. But I tend to take the skin off because I find otherwise it can be a bit greasy afterwards. So I coat the thighs in a bit of flour and then I pan fry them again to get that colour and that caramelisation and that flavour. And then in goes red onions, garlic. I'm putting in 10 tomatoes, in this case, tomato puree. More peppers. I love peppers in it. And sometimes I also put in butternut squash, diced butternut squash in this recipe. Then barley goes in, chicken stock goes in. And olives are really nice in this. And you can throw in other herbs like oregano or whatever you have. The whole idea of the one pot, Brendan, is to pull open that press and see what spices have I got? What can I use within reason? Because it's pure flavour.
Okay. And you can prepare them in advance. They're probably nicer the next day, a lot of them. Can you freeze most of these kind of casserole-y things as well?
Absolutely. I would say double the recipe and freeze them. And freeze them in, like, I keep those little containers for two portions, and I have them all labelled and in the freezer, and it's really handy.
Is there anything better than, Catherine, than discovering that you have some evening when you come home late and discovering that you have a bit of casserole in the freezer?
It is, and I do a mad thing on a Friday. I do potluck Friday. It's like what I call my Irish tapas. I literally go to the freezer and kind of go, well, there's two portions of that and there's a portion of that and there's a portion. Take it all out, defrost it, cook it, put it in the middle of the table, and we all have little tastes of everything. And it's amazing.
Catherine Fulvey of Ballynockin Hosts and Cookery School, thank you very much.